Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Managing Executive District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
A new class, I would assume, this Clover Classroom. I like the name of it, and I'm excited to hear what it's all about.
Okay, so Clover Classroom started a few years ago.
Nice.
And it is on the kansas4h.org website. It's got its right there at the very top of the website now. And it's basically some lessons that you can do on your own or for, if you have if you're a project leader, a volunteer, or you need to teach something to kids, there's a bunch of lessons there that are already ready to go, and all you have to do is print them off or look at them online, and you have your lesson ready to go. And one of the biggest questions I get from my 4-H families is, we're in this project, and what do we do now? And Clover Classroom is one of those places where you can kind of find some information about your projects and what you can do on. So some of the things we have up there is there's get to know your camera. So if you're in photography project and you want to learn more about the photography project and maybe your camera that you're using, you can go check out that lesson. We have one for horticulture on pollinators. So talking about bees and butterflies and different ways that plants are pollinated. We have a health and wellness challenge, or health and wellness one, on taking a hike. So they have different things you can do while you take a hike out and enjoy it, but especially this time of year. I know a lot of people are on spring break or getting ready for spring break. And so, you know, these might be a good way if you have some downtime and want to do some of these things, a good way to do it. We have one on foods and nutrition for quick breads versus yeast breads. So it kind of tells you the difference between those two and has some samples that you can do. There's one on tracking wildlife for our wildlife project. So it talks about, you know, going out and actually looking for tracks and seeing if you can actually track them as well. There's one for fiber arts on macrame. So if you like to actually make knots in yarn and do different designs, that's a kind of, or not really yarn, but thread or cord. There is also a geology, so collecting rocks, minerals, and fossils to go along with our geology project. We have a reading project, so it talks about different genres and literacy. And we have some livestock and sports fishing as well. So there are several out there right now, and they continue to try to build more as the time goes through. So if you're interested in checking out our Kansas Clover Classroom, that is on kansas4h.org, and it's under resources under Clover Classroom, or right there at the top across there's the 4-H Clover Classroom, and it's a good resource for our volunteers, good resource for parents, and even teachers who might want to be interested in some of those lessons.
Easy to find, easy to set up for, and sounds like a fun time all the way around. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.